Hello folks, this is Nilanjana and you are listening to Vitra, the Nisve podcast. Vitra in Navi means soul. And that's kind of apt because this podcast is for the old souls, the ones that like to take a minute to pause, reflect on the bigger questions in life, the ones that want to dive a little deeper and find more meaning in the lives that we lead. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the sixth episode of Vitra. And today I thought we could talk about something that's been a characteristic or let's say marker of this generation. And by this generation, I mean people who started joining the workforce a decade or so ago and those who are like getting into the workforce right now, let's say. And for them, following your passion has become this very oft repeated phrase, like, what do you want to do in life? I want to follow my passion. And we have obviously seen a lot of funny stuff being said about it and how this has become like a repeated phrase where people don't really know what it means, but they just say it because it sounds cool. And for some other people, it has really come to fruition where they have sort of gone ahead and pursued careers that didn't even exist, let's say, even 5 years ago. So I thought this would be interesting to discuss what all of it actually means. And yeah, so the topic for today is following or even unfollowing your passion. And to discuss this today, we have with us Rajat Taneja, who used to work at Nisve about 4 years ago. And then he decided to, quote unquote, follow his passion. And we are here to track the journey of how it went post that and what's he been up to and how has all of that been like. So Rajat, welcome to Vitra.
Hi Nilanjana.
Hi. So yeah. All right. So as I said, you had been with Nisve 4 years back and then you went off to follow your passion. So I think I would just like to start with a bit of overview into like what has the journey been like? Where did you start? Even before Nisve, like where were you before that? And just like a quick recap of what's life been like till now.
Yeah, so in 2014, I graduated from engineering and tab simple sa plan tha ki yaar 2 saal job, 2 saal MBA, fir 2018 mein shaadi. And today, my girlfriend is happily my ex-girlfriend. So,
okay, wait. Yeah. So you had ki this and then 2018 mein shaadi, that was also in the plan?
Kind of, matlab haan, when you have your college sweetheart, toh aise plan tumhare bante na, chote mote ki yaar ho jayega, 2019, 20 tak toh ho jayegi.
Okay, cool.
Life
okay,
is not that unpredictable, waise wala. So yeah, but then you join Nisve and life becomes that. So, aisa hua tha. And then, when I was joining Nisve, I didn't really plan to become this digital marketing rockstar jo aise duniya change kar dega ya India mein wo movement laega like all of you guys are doing right now literally with HubSpot and all of the other things going around. But tab mera plan ye tha ki maine engineering to kari hai but mujhe IIM nahi jana, ye bhi nahi hai ki mujhe MBA nahi karni, but mujhe cliche follow karna hai MBA wala, but mujhe IIM ja ke nahi karna cliche follow, mujhe Indian school of business jana hai. Okay. And ISB unlike IIM needs some experience on your profile before you can even apply for that college. So I just convinced my parents in a way ki yaar main abhi MBA se pehle to job chhodunga hi na, to abhi American Express mein ho to kya ho gaya, I can leave my job right now, focus on a startup, build my profile and then go to B school, wahan pe salary waise hi double ho jayegi, so even if I take a pay cut right now it shouldn't really matter. So I think that was the biggest mistake of my dad's life kyunki unko us time lag raha tha ki aise hi hoga.
Okay, so that was the first story sort of you sold to them.
Yeah, huh. Okay. And then I also applied to Nisve and also 10 other companies, but I think what appealed to Abhinav in that application was just an engineer jisko English thodi dhang se aati hai, and he was really looking for that person.
Definitely that would have been the case, sure.
Yeah. So I think wo job to mil gayi mujhe, but uske baad se even in that year at Nisve a lot changed. I discovered a lot, but ultimately I realized ki yaar ha SEO to kya, mujhe to matlab blogging for tech companies bhi karne ka itna matlab itna josh nahi hai. And that's when okay. It really started ki yaar chalo B school mein to apply karte. Then I applied to ISB, I got rejected. I think I also got rejected simply because bahut innocent se meri application thi. Why should we take you? To main wo likh raha tha mujhe education sector change karna, I'm following my passion finally. I want every kid in India to do that. So that's not how you get into a business school because wo ek career counseling company ki pitch thi.
Wait, so how do you get into a business school? I mean, that's very interesting because I think you said ki bahut innocent sa tha mera applications. And so this is sort of knowledge gained in hindsight. And also, like, why do you feel bahut innocent sa tha application?
Are you generally curious? Yeah, you want to go on?
I don't want to go into a B school now, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there who are applying to ISB and yeah. Everything else that we are talking about, following your passion. Agar wahan pe bhi thodi help ho jati hai logo ki, so why not?
Yeah. Yeah, people like me who have MBA plans, but then they join this way so that they can let go of that plan. Unke liye main bata deta hun. Wo thoda competitive to hota hai in a way that you have to tell them what you are good at and what you are good at relative to others also. So wo thoda tumhe ultimately ruthless and business minded hona hi padta in a way that you sell yourself and also sell yourself in a way ki tum best ho seat ke liye.
So you're saying ki there's maybe like a very thin line, but there is a line between I'm going to give my best foot forward and sort of convincing somebody that I am the best man for the job.
Yeah. But okay. Ultimately, when I didn't get into ISB, then my dad was like, beta, matlab, so what next?
So they were already a little bit worried at this point.
They thought ki main dobara apply nahi karunga because I've learned how to blog, how to write at Nestle, how to do a lot more things than just coding at an MNC. So unko dar tha ki yaar main chhod na do B school wala plan. और मैंने एग्जैक्टली वही किया बिकॉज आई वॉज लाइक यार अब तो इतना कुछ और सीख लिया तो ऑब्वियसली मैं ये क्लीशे इंजीनियरिंग एमबीए थोड़ी फॉलो करा मैं कुछ अपना नया करूंगा ना एकदम एंड फिर उन्होंने पूछा क्या करोगे तो मैंने बोला राइटिंग करूंगा तो उन्होंने बोला यार राइट इंजीनियरिंग के बाद राइटिंग इज नॉट क्लीशे
ओके डेफिनेटली नॉट क्लीशे ऐसा तो कोई है ही नहीं इंडिया में
एंड देन आई सेड कि यार निस्से वगैरह भी मैं सोच रहा हूँ कि रहूँ या छोड़ू बिकॉज आई हैव लर्नड सो मच एंड देयर इज सो मच मोर वी कैन डू राइट फ्रॉम डिस्कवरिंग योर नेचुरल टैलेंट फॉलोइंग देम I got into a pretty cool career counselor, Parveen Malhotra in South Delhi. She was running this company called Career Guidance India. And these career counselors also knew that. So, 3 Idiots is like a movie jo waisa hai ki passion follow karne ko inspire kar degi. But uske baad jo journey uske bare mein kuch pata hi nahi lagega. It's like any other romantic Bollywood movie jisme hero heroine end mein mil jate but you don't see a day of them living their life as a couple after that.
I think we'll have to pause at that moment because I think that's a very important thing that you sort of like brought to fore because I think I would have thought about it in passing but not really thought about it like in that sense ki yes 3 Idiot like is a point that compels you to think or rebel against the set criteria ki this is what I want to do meko ye sab nahi karna hai and I want to do something completely different but yeah it doesn't show you like what after like or how difficult all of that is going to be so ha kamyabi jhak maar ke piche aati hai is true but wo kabil bano wala portion how do you cover from to wherever you are now to becoming very good at what you want to do or want to be yeah that's something that's definitely not shown there and I think yeah, I think that's pretty interesting for me as well because it's like any Bollywood romantic movie. Ki fir baad mein nahi dikhaya ki did Raj and Simran live happily ever after sort of a thing.
Yeah, and also wo jab apna passion follow kar bhi the, that's when you realize ki yaar ye passion follow karna is just like doing any other job, but slightly more worthwhile and purposeful. That's what I've learned overall. Might be slightly more worth the effort.
Okay. So I think in between all of that, I think you touched upon quite a few different things right there. So I just want to sort of fill one gap before we go ahead is that the last thing that we were talking about was that you were at the career counseling company. So after the career counseling company, filter copy was the next thing that you did, correct?
No. While I was doing pre-counseling for these kids, basic jo career counseling hoti hai, before the actual counseling session begins, I was doing that for a lot of people. And वो करते करते I realized कि यार writing भी एक job तुम कर सकते हो overall. So that's when I realized career counseling तो मैं बाद में कर सकता हूँ इतना purposeful नहीं हूँ मैं जितना मुझे लग रहा था. And I better follow this writing वाला passion fully in a job. I can earn from this, and then maybe I can get back to career counseling some years down the line. I had these 10 months in between जब मैं कोई job नहीं कर रहा था. In the first 4 months I had lied to my parents कि मैं work from home कर रहा हूँ, but I had no job.
Okay. Yeah. So it was like ki career counseling karte karte you sort of found your own thing as well. Apni counseling ho gayi. All right. Okay. I think I want to also understand that when you said ki 10 months you were not doing anything and you were like at home and like running through your savings basically.
Writing scripts mainly.
Okay. Writing scripts during that time. So how was that whole period? Was it like very different for you to live through? Because I'm guessing you had always been someone who had like a close relationship with their parents, like their parents know what they're up to and all of those things. So was that point in time like very weird to deal with or go through, or like what was running through your head during that time?
I think close relationship with parents are both obvious or convenient. It's like more like a convenient relationship with your parents till you're living with them. Firstly, bond, tabhi pata lagta hai. Once you start living away from them, tabhi it kind of neutralizes. Matlab tumhari obviously ladaiyan hoengi when you're not doing what your parents want you to do. And when you tell them 4 months down the line, ki yaar maine wo career counseling company bhi actually chhod hi di hai. Abhi to main khud se hi hu, main script likh raha hu, and I have no clue meri job kya hogi aage. As parents, they'll feel ki yaar 2017 ho gaya, tu 2014 mein nikla tha engineering college se. And NSIT was supposed to be this sought after college. DU ka apna ek akela engineering college. And itna famous nahi hai jitna DC, which is now DTU, ya fir IIT jayenge. But it does get you job opportunities into Google, Facebook. Aise college se tu nikla aur 3 saal baad tu ghar pe baitha hai aur scripts likh raha hai 5-5 minute ki. For God knows who, people who are even making those scripts but not giving you credit, perhaps. Paise wala. So, unke dimag mein wo sab tha, but mere dimag mein ye tha ki yaar, matlab, mera wo teenage rebellion na tab jaga tha. Yaar, ultimately, ab main pehli baar hi koi cheez kar raha hu, jo mujhe chahiye. I'm not doing what you expect me to be. I'm not doing what my girlfriend was expecting me to be. So, bhai, abhi chill karo thoda. Abhi main is mode mein ghusa hu. Abhi aane mein thoda time lagega mujhe bahar. So, wo bol rahe the, chal, theek hai, writing kar raha hai, to Star TV ke liye writing kar le. 1 lakh rupees milega per month. I even did that course. Just to make sure that thoda chalo paisa bhi aa jayega. If I don't get into any company as a script writer, then I'll go to TV writing. Mein chalunga. So I got into this Star Writers program also. That's the second time I came to Mumbai. First time was when I came to Mumbai telling my parents that I'm going to open a career company ka Mumbai branch. But I was going to make a semi-chawl mein aga, ek short film. Banane ke liye. So the Filter Copy wala interview maine waise diya, jaise wo Morgan Freeman nahi hota ekdam Shawshank Redemption ke end mein. So nothing to lose approach mein, that's when he gets to leave the jail. So I think being too candid kind of got me into the company ultimately. I don't know how.
All right. So there are like a couple of things in here also that stood out to me actually. One is that like when you said ki your parents at that point didn't know and you said a couple of different things to go to Mumbai once and then you said something that would be acceptable for them or palatable for them to hear at that point in time and then go ahead and do whatever you wanted types. So this whole thing of, you know, saying something to them that's not entirely true or not the 100% truth and having them believe it or accept it or whatever and while you go ahead and do whatever you need to do to follow your passion. Was that at any point a bit of a problematic to you or seem like, arre yaar, like why am I having to do this? Ya kya kar raha hoon main type?
No, I think wo andar se itna wo aise drive aa jati hai once you're doing something you like. कि बाकी सब थोड़ा सा सेकेंडरी लगता है. मतलब हाँ ठीक है, यू डिड योर इंजीनियरिंग, तुम्हारे पेरेंट्स की एक्सपेक्टेशन है तुम्हारी, बट वो बहुत छोटी सी बात लग जाती है. आई थिंक आई हैव डिसअपॉइंटेड सो मेनी पीपल इन लाइफ कि आफ्टर अ पॉइंट यू रियलाइज किया तुम्हारी लाइफ में तुम्हें जो करना करो बाकी लोग भी संभाल लेंगे अपने आप को. इवन माई पेरेंट्स नाउ देन दे आस्क मी कि यार अभी तेरी सैलरी डिसेंट हो जाएगी तो देन द नेक्स्ट गोल कम्स विच इज शादी. तो वो पूछते हैं तो देन मेरी पेस ऑलरेडी रेडी है कि यार दो भाई हैं, मैं बड़ा भाई, एक छोटा भाई है मेरा, तो आप उसको मानो कि दैट इज योर मेन सन.
Oh, okay.
And just the bonus one you had. Hey, तुमने सब कुछ try किया. Look how he turned out. मतलब सब छोड़के मुंबई में बैठा हुआ writing कर रहा है शायद. तो दूसरे son जो tech job कर रहा है Europe में, मस्त तरह से आप रहे उसकी शादी कराओ. मेरी हो गई शादी, इस life में तो बड़ी बात है. So that's my pitch ultimately. And I know कि even if I have any plans to settle down after some years, उनको मैं इतना candidly नहीं बोलूँगा because I don't want to commit to a year when I get married. I don't think many people still want to do that. But even at 28-29 थोड़ा वैसे उनकी एक्सपेक्टेशन है एंड आई एम हैंडलिंग इट इन मच बेटर वे एज़ कंपेयर्ड टू द करियर वाली.
ओके,
आई हैव डन दीस रैंडम शिफ्ट्स एंड आल्सो विद इन माय पैशन कि उनको अब लगता है कि यार अब क्या ही तुम कर लोगे, तुम राइटिंग ही नहीं फॉलो कर रहे. क्योंकि माय राइटिंग पैशन कोट एंड कोट स्टार्टेड विद ब्लॉगिंग एट दिस पे, देन इट बिकेम राइटिंग फॉर B2B कंपनीज एट दिस पे, उसके बाद से इट वॉज करियर काउंसलिंग कंपनीज के लिए रिसर्च करना आर्टिकल्स, वो लिखना न्यूज़पेपर आर्टिकल्स. देन आई वॉज एट टोस्टमास्टर्स इंटरनेशनल विच इज अ पब्लिक स्पीकिंग कम्युनिटी लाइक ISEC. उसमें भी आई वाज राइटिंग 7-minute, 5-minute स्पीचेस, ह्यूमरस और नॉन ह्यूमरस. एंड एक दिन वहां स्पीच लिखते हुए मैंने एक स्पीच में डायलॉग लिखा हुआ था, तो आई थॉट कि शिट, आई कैन राइट अ डायलॉग ऑन इट, अ शॉर्ट फिल्म ऑन इट. देन आई स्टार्टेड राइटिंग शॉर्ट फिल्म स्क्रिप्ट्स. तो वो ब्लॉगिंग एंड डिस्प्ले से स्क्रिप्ट राइटिंग फॉर रैंडम पीपल, वहां पे मेरा इतना राइटिंग वाला शिफ्ट हुआ. अभी मैं बोलता हूँ कि यार मुझे स्क्रिप्ट से भी थोड़ी बोरिंग हो गया, मुझे थोड़े जोक्स लिखने का मन कर रहा है. आई एम डूइंग ओपन माइक, स्टैंड अप वगैरह थोड़ा परस्यू करने का मन है. तो इसलिए उनको लगता है कि ये राइटिंग को भी कमिट नहीं कर पा रहा है अल्टीमेटली, पैशन में से एक पैशन फॉलो कर रहा है तो शादी तो क्या ही करेगा. तो एक्सपेक्टेशन आई थिंक मैंने इतनी गिरा दी है कि एक तो दे आर मोर चिल विद इट नाउ एंड इवन आई एम मोर चिल. आई थिंक व्हेन यू डोंट हैव एक्सपेक्टेशन यू रीच योर गोल थोड़ा सूनर. गोल्स आर गुड टू हैव, मतलब वो ड्रीम्स को थोड़ा डेडलाइन दे दो तो गोल हो गया वैसे वाला. बट हाँ, इफ यू कैन कन्विंस योर पेरेंट्स सटली कि यार मैं क्या कर रहा हूँ, क्यों कर रहा हूँ, And it doesn't make you feel guilty for following your passion, which is, I think, crucial.
Another thing right now that you said was that even within following writing as your passion, you went through like a couple of different stages, blogging, फिर speech writing, then moving to script writing. तो बहुत कुछ try करा बीच में. तो my thing is that, let's say if it were me sort of doing that, and I am by nature a very risk averse person, like I don't take drastic decisions which would like change the course of my life type of a thing. And if it were me, and I think it's also true for a lot of other people, is that ki, if you think you have found your passion and aapne uske liye koi bada sa decision you have taken, after that point, if you like can't stick to it, or if you just keep changing tracks like every couple of months, or let's say every year or every 6 months, I think I personally would also start to lose faith in myself. Ki, have I actually taken the right decision? Or as you said at some point when you were giving the interviews also, ki, what have I done? And I think that would be like a feeling that a lot of people have, like if they're going through that shift. But I also think that that shift within your passion is definitely going to come. It's inevitable. Ki, aapko ek baar mein nahi pata chal jata hai ki, this is what you're supposed to do. So now, how did you manage to keep yourself on track through all of that shift? Because I'm sure you also had the same feeling ki, like, what is happening? Yeah, why am I not being able to stick to it? Yeah, you had accepted ki, ye aisa hoga for some time before I like find or settle into something.
Yeah, I think mera wo passion follow and follow karna wala tarika thoda sa odd hai. Thoda, matlab being slightly harsh on yourself, because that what keeps me going, and it might not work for everyone, especially you perhaps, because if you are risk averse, then you will have a different way to pursue your passion. And jaise itne sare entrepreneurs hote hain, even I think it was Zomato's co-founder Dipendra Goyal, at least that's what he said in his interview, ki yaar maine tab tak apni job nahi chhodi jab tak Zomato wasn't at a level as a startup he was having, jab tak mujhe Zomato se itne paise nahi aa rahe the jitne mujhe job se salary mil rahi, tab tak maine apni job nahi chhodi. This is also something that a lot of the other aspiring entrepreneurs are doing nowadays. जब तक तुम्हारी सैलरी को सक्सीड नहीं करता तुम्हारा रेवेन्यू ऑफ योर बेबी स्टार्टअप, यू वोंट लीव योर कंपनी. सब लोग वो ब्लाइंड फेथ नहीं ले रहे, मतलब वैसे वाला कि तुम या तो अनलेस तुम कॉलेज से ही कुछ अपना स्टार्टअप कर रहे हो एंड सैलरी इज नॉट मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट, तो तुम्हें चलता है. मतलब यू कैन, आई टुक माई रिस्क इन माई अर्ली 20s. अभी अगर मुझे कोई बोलेगा कि तू जॉब छोड़ के बैठ जाओ और कुछ अपना पैशन फॉलो कर, तो मैं बोलूंगा कि भाई वो 5 साल पहले आता तो मेरे पास तो मैं करता और मैंने किया भी, बट अभी तो भूल जाओ. अभी आई मीन माई लेट 20s, थोड़ा सा मतलब more practical about money also, especially when you're staying away from parents, tab value pata lagti hai paise ki, which I think you might also realize once you start doing that. You have been doing that, matlab you have been matlab living with your parents, without your parents, now back to living with your parents. Matlab I can never do that, I will never do that. I feel will lockdown khatam bhi ho jaye to flights lene se pehle main 10 bari sochunga, because for me personally it's not easy to stay with your parents when you have lived without them.
No, so, definitely that's not easy.
Nilanjana's approach towards following her passion can be risk averse and in her own authentic way, and still she can get what she wants exactly in the same time frame also, which also means thoda slow. But I think maine wo risks le liye apne early 20s mein, jo main still kisi early 20s wale ko abhi bhi bolunga ki yaar jo koi college mein hai to main usko bhi bolunga ki yaar kar le, because late 20s mein wo thoda sa, when you see your friends getting married or tum job chhod ke baithe ho kuch naya follow kar rahe ho, wo sabki bas ki nahi hoti. And still there are many people in Mumbai doing that, struggling in acting, writing, whatever. But wo, I think 100,000 mein se koi ek hi hota hai jisme wo jazba hota hai jo wo kar paaye. So wo na hi karo ya bahut soch ke karo to better hai, because it might hit you once ki yaar mere friends itna aage nikal ke main piche reh gaya. And if you can get through that, great, you'll have a great career. But if you can't, then you can take more calculated risks.
All right. So then basically, despite whatever the silver screen or the web series and a lot of these things tend to show us, is that like there is this one moment where like you have hit your limit and you're like, ki, main chhod raha hu, main job chhod raha hu, whatever, and I like get on my bike and ride off to the hills. In reality, following your passion doesn't actually probably follow that graph. And as you're saying, ki, some people are risk taking, some people are risk averse. So accordingly, you would like take your decision as to how you want to follow your passion, and like there is no set path. And I think like for me, even though I at some level understand or know all of that, but there is a certain romanticism to following your passion in that sense, ki taking one drastic decision and main sab kuch chhod chhaar ke main ja raha hu abhi Leh Ladakh and all of that. I think there's a bit of a different charm to that, and I think that's come about by us consuming so much pop culture content ki, you know, every story mein almost yahi ho raha hai ki you just take a drastic decision and do that. हाँ तो आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु आर वांटिंग टू फॉलो देयर पैशन राइट नाउ वुड आल्सो थिंक कि उनके लाइफ में भी देयर इज गोइंग टू बी अ पॉइंट लाइक दिस वेयर दे यू नो स्टैंड अप फॉर देमसेल्व्स एंड टेक अ डिसीजन लाइक दैट कि बॉस के मुंह पे बोल दिया कि मैं छोड़ रहा हूँ जॉब एंड यू नो आई एम गोइंग ऑफ नाउ बेसिकली एंड या दैट्स समथिंग इंपॉर्टेंट टू रिमेंबर दैट फॉर एवरीबडी फॉलोइंग देयर पैशन वुड नॉट स्टार्ट एट अ ड्रास्टिक और टर्निंग पॉइंट लाइक दिस इट्स मोर ऑफ लाइक यू हैव टू चूज योर ओन पाथ एज टू लाइक हाउ यू वॉन्ट टू फॉलो योर पैशन.
Yeah. Also because we reach so much on following our passion when we haven't done that ever, that we forget ki you don't have to just listen to or read upon people who are motivating you to do that. You also have to get to those stories of people who have done that and what they've learned and whether they've really followed their passion, the passion they started with, or they discovered something else to do. Or also ultimately, agar unhone ek job kari, passion follow karte hue, was it really satisfying or not? Kyunki wo, at least mere saath to aise hua ki when I started following my passion in a job, I realized yaar ye to job mein rehke to mera passion follow nahi ho pa raha, and then I figured I'm still doing that, figuring out ways to make the best of the job, but while also following my passion outside the job, whether it's in an Instagram post or an open mic, whatever. So wo sab bhi kaafi matter karta hai. I would have realized this if I would have read upon stories of people following their passions in a job much before, instead of just learning it on myself. Mera bahut experiential learning wala rehta hai, matlab खुद से सीखूंगा rather than reading about stuff. But if you can do that, you're a much smarter person already. And I was just blinded by this 3-year tunnel logic, which ultimately doesn't always work in real life. मतलब वो वैसा ही है कि जैसे गली बॉय भी, गली बॉय is also a very fresh take on 3-year following your passion. उसमें भी उसके पापा को सेम मरीज होते हैं कि भाई तू मतलब सपने क्यों देख रहा है, गरीब लोग सपने नहीं देखते. Ultimately it's his passion convincing him and his dad and his whole family कि यार मैं देख लूंगा, मतलब संभाल लूंगा. अल्टीमेटली शर्मन जोशी वाले लाइन ही बोल रहे हैं जो शर्मन जोशी 3 इडियट्स में बोलता है इंटरव्यू के एंड में कि मैं अपने लाइफ का कुछ ना कुछ कर ही लूंगा. तो वो कॉन्फिडेंस तो ले आता है पैशन, बट अल्टीमेटली उसको कैसे परस्यू करना है, व्हाट इज योर एंड गोल विद दैट पैशन, उस पर जितना पढ़ लो व्हाइल यू आर डूइंग दैट उतना बेटर. बट ऑल्सो एट द सेम टाइम नॉट गेटिंग इन टू दैट एनालिसिस पैरालिसिस की मुझे एक बार पूरा समझ आ जाए पैशन फॉलो करने में तभी शुरू करूंगा. यू हैव टू स्टार्ट फ्रॉम द डे यू रियलाइज.
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be taking it too much of an extreme. But also, I think on the point where you said ki ek baar main pura samajh lu ki passion kaise follow karte, then I would follow my passion. I think that is something that needs to be said out loud ki no matter how much you are reading or you know watching TED Talks or watching videos like this, it's never a point jab tumhe pura samajh aa jayega ki ye kaise karte. So there's not like a set process that you will understand at some point. So at some point you'll have to take that leap of faith and all of that has to be there. And I think that is where all the movies or all the content that we consume on screen or in book comes into play, ki helping you take that leap of faith. Ke baad to then you still have to take care of yourself. Ki leap to le liya, abhi sambhalna kaise hai ya abhi kya karna hai. And I think which is where I would want to get your take on the fact that after you took the leap of faith ki nisfe chhod diya, phir career counseling thing bhi chhod diya, and now I want to like focus on writing and writing is what I want to do. So how did you start putting yourself out there? Because I remember in the second episode when I was just talking to Suma about the culture of change, and she said that one of the biggest transformation stories that she has seen has been you. And I think we got to a point where we were talking about how just committing to the change is not enough and you have to continuously put yourself out there and fall or, you know, see what the world has to say about you and then take that and, you know, incorporate that into yourself and then move ahead. And I said, I was super scared of that. Like, even when you were at Nisve and you were thinking of all of this and sort of starting to like branch out of there. And I was always very scared ki, how is this guy doing this? Like, continuously putting yourself out there and up for criticism is something that, again, has not been one of my strong suits. And I used to see and I used to be like very scared ki kaise kar raha hai ye banda. And I think now that I have the chance, I would actually like to ask you ki how did you manage to do that?
Yaar ye to matlab celebrity hu kya main, this I've done nothing till now to justify this answer. But
even the small things, like I remember at that point you were writing stuff and sharing it with people. And no matter how that turned out to be, you still had the courage to write something and like share it out with people. Ki, I know ki this is probably not really good, but I want you to read it and tell me ki how, in what exact ways this is not good. And you would always be open to criticism. And it's not just during that phase, but like always you would be open to criticism to anything that you have done. And that doesn't come easily to people, or a lot of people can't do it consistently. And I'm just wanting to understand ki how did that come about.
Okay, I'll approach this differently then. So I think jitna abhi bola mere bare mein, especially what Soma was saying in her podcast, I think I am gifted. So yaar, maybe sabke bas ki nahi hai wo karna Niranjana. So that's my answer.
Okay, even then, even yeah, for the non-gifted people, what even, is your suggestion? Yeah.
I think there's no suggestion. It's just that the way I am, whenever I write something, I share something online. Instagram pe jaise main wo chai ban gayi wali video dalunga, I will be going crazy on my notifications in the next 10 minutes. Yaar, kaun kya bol raha hai, kaise, kitne like aa rahe hain. Not because I want validation, but because I want to see ki yaar koi comment kar raha hai to kya kar raha hai, usko kitna samajh aaya hai, usko kya kuch feedback ho sakta hai for the next video, all that thing. It started from the very first blog post I wrote at Nestle. मुझे जब लिखना है मुझे उस टाइम पे फीडबैक चाहिए. मुझे मैंने स्क्रिप्ट लेके फिल्टर कॉपी की, मुझे उस टाइम पे फीडबैक चाहिए होता था. पंचअप या जो नरेशन होती है हमारी वैसा होता था. एंड इट्स जस्ट द वे आई एम दैट आई सीक फीडबैक सो मच बिकॉज आई नो दैट्स हाउ आई इम्प्रूव अल्टीमेटली. कुछ लोगों का होता है कि वो 10 बार अपना ड्राफ्ट देखेंगे, अपनी वीडियो देखेंगे, फिर जाके डालेंगे ऑनलाइन. बट आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू पुट समथिंग इवन अबव एवरेज आउट देयर बिकॉज फॉर मी इट्स मोर लाइक अ नंबर्स गेम. इट्स फॉर ऑल्सो वन ऑफ आवर को-फाउंडर्स एट पॉकेट एसेस टेल्स अस, अनिरुद्ध पंडिता, ही सेज दैट क्वालिटी पे मत जाओ इतना, मतलब गो ऑन क्वांटिटी. इट्स लाइक क्वांटिटी लीड्स टू क्वालिटी. तुम अगर फिल्टर कॉपी की 3 वीडियोस बना रहे हो हर हफ्ते, तो अगर तुम साल में 150 वीडियोस बना रहे हो, ऑब्वियसली यू विल बी अ मच बेटर राइटर, इट विल बी अ मच बेटर चैनल बिकॉज यू डन सो मच. इट्स अ वॉल्यूम गेम अल्टीमेटली फॉर यू. सो आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाट वेयर आवर वैल्यूज मैच एंड ऑल्सो दैट्स व्हाट कीप्स मी गोइंग. और अ लॉट ऑफ दीज सक्सेसफुल एक्टर्स आई रियलाइज्ड व्हाइल आई वाज एट टोस्ट मास्टर्स या वो करियर काउंसलिंग कंपनी में, कि शाहरुख खान, अमिताभ बच्चन, दीज आर पीपल हैव डन सो मेनी मूवीज throughout their life, ki unko pata hai what works, what doesn't. I think bad example to quote Shahrukh Khan right now in a phase of uski koi movie nahi aa rahi. But otherwise, yeah, what made Shahrukh Khan was the fact that he did such a volume of work ki usko pata tha ki yaar ab ye, he had to become a star because he had done so much of work. Jaise Aamir Khan hai, Aamir Khan still says he's an actor, he's not a star. Or Salman Khan is a star. Wo matlab wo, he's like Salman Khan ko to itne crore rupees do movie mein. बट मूवी में सारे लोग देखने आ जाएंगे, यू विल गेट द आरओआई. एटलीस्ट कुछ साल पहले तक ये हो रहा था. आई थिंक ऑल माय बॉलीवुड एग्जांपल्स हैव बिकम रिडंडेंट आफ्टर दिस. न्यू एज एक्टर्स टू ओवर विकी कौशल, आयुष्मान खुराना, ऑल ऑफ दोस. बट हाँ, वो वॉल्यूम ऑफ वर्क बहुत मैटर करता है. आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाट कीप्स मी गोइंग कि हर रोज मुझे एक चाय बन गया, एक रैंडम डार्क कोड डालनी है बियर्ड का, सो दैट मेरी वॉल्यूम ऑफ वर्क में मैंने पूरे साल में एटलीस्ट 200-300 चाय बन की वीडियोज बना ली होंगी. या फिर फिल्ड कॉपी में जब वी वर राइटिंग स्क्रिप्ट, तो हमने फिर एटलीस्ट 20-30 स्क्रिप्ट एक साल में लिख ली होंगी. दैट्स व्हाट कीप्स मी गोइंग कि वो फीडबैक लूप चलता रहे. बट आई डोंट थिंक सबके लिए वो इंपॉर्टेंट है भी. मतलब कंटिन्यूस इंप्रूवमेंट इज ऑब्वियसली वैलिड, बट द वे यू टेक इट इज डिफरेंट. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, इफ यू डूइंग अ पॉडकास्ट और अ वेबिनार फॉर सीजन, योर अप्रोच टू टेकिंग फीडबैक विल बी वे डिफरेंट एंड यू माइट बी मोर टेंस व्हाइल टेकिंग फीडबैक. मेरा तो फीडबैक का लूप ही एकदम अलग होता था. इवन विद अभिनव, इट वॉज लाइक, हैव यू वॉच्ड व्हिप्लैश? लोग जो 2x पे काम करते हैं, एक होते हैं लोग जो 5x 10x पे काम करते हैं, और 5 साल में कहीं और ही पहुंच जाते हैं. ऐसी जब ईमेल्स आती थी, यू कैन ऑल्सो बी हुसैन बोल्ट, सो व्हाई डू हैव टू बी दिस रैंडम जॉगर इन अ पार्क, वैसे टाइप की लॉन्ग लॉन्ग ईमेल्स मुझे आती थी. तो मुझे लगता था हाँ यार, ये बंदा मुझे मोटिवेट कर रहा है, फीडबैक लूंगा तो वो सीख ही जाऊंगा. एंड आई डोंट नो, इट्स बीन मोर देन 5 इयर्स नाउ दैट आई हैव लेफ्ट निस्पे. एंड कितना अचीव किया नहीं किया वो तो मतलब कोई और ही तुम्हें बता पाता, बिकॉज इट्स योर कंटिन्यूस जर्नी. अदरवाइज तुम्हें नहीं पता लगता तुमने कितना अचीव किया 5 साल में या कितने भी सालों में. बट आई थिंक वेयर अभिनव वॉन्टेड मी टू रीच इन 5 इयर्स, उसका मैंने 1/4 तो अचीव किया होगा, बिकॉज ही वॉज दैट पर्सन हु नेवर अप्रिशिएटेड अ लॉट. And he always knew that there is potential for him to do something. So I think I need those kind of people more in my life. Abhinav and Suma and any other person who can give me feedback. If my video by chance performed more on Instagram, so I want that one person who can tell me that this video is better. I get high from that. I get crazy and make the next video. That's how it is. But that's also my way of taking feedback. And it
साउंड्स कूल ये बंदा ऐसे इज पुटिंग हिमसेल्फ आउट देयर बट आई एम जस्ट थोड़ा वो जोकर नहीं होता हीथ लेजर डार्क नाइट में कि यार अ डॉग चेजिंग कार मतलब आई एम लाइक आई एम अ डॉग चेजिंग फीडबैक बट आई जस्ट वांट दैट फीडबैक
All right. So I think you are saying that putting yourself out there and taking continuous feedback is something that comes to you naturally. But yeah. I think the volume point that you put out is also something that is worth remembering. And I think I'm saying this for myself, and that might be true for a bunch of other people that I know that is true for them also, is that the consistency with which you are putting out work just gets constrained because you're always worried about ki every single piece that you put out has to meet certain arbitrary expectations or standards that you have set for yourself in your head. And I mean, like right now hearing you talk, I'm also kind of feeling ki that doesn't really help you because as you said ki you write a lot of them, so then a significant bunch of them will start getting better. But if you don't write a lot of them, toh kya hi better hoga? If you have no body of work, then what do you make better? Obviously, maybe not applicable to every scenario, but definitely applicable to a lot of things when you first start trying out, is that like just like start putting yourself out there, start doing things, and just accept whatever people say. Even if you're like not looking for feedback, I think there is some merit to just like start putting work out there and sort of build up a body of work. So agar koi kuch nahi bhi bol raha hai, nobody's saying anything and all of that is there, but it still gives you some amount of like discipline and consistency to sort of start improving from there basically. So
but I think it's always better to have something as a small backup in mind. Perhaps it helps you out. What I'm trying to say is that I think agar us life force se chalte ho to ultimately tumhara kuch na kuch ho hi jata hai. वो जो हम इतना डर जाते हैं ना कि यार आगे जाके कुछ बढ़िया होगा नहीं होगा, उस चक्कर में हम स्टार्ट ही नहीं करते. सो दैट इज द मेन इशू आई सी इन अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल. एंड आई थिंक वो अगर निस्पे नहीं आता तो मेरे साथ भी वैसे ही होता. आई वुडंट हैव स्टार्टेड इवन डूइंग समथिंग अदर देन थिंकिंग ऑफ एन एमबीए डिग्री, क्योंकि मेरी लाइफ तो मतलब सेट थी, बढ़िया जाती हुई लाइफ थी. अभी भी अगर मेरे यार कोई अगर एक बच्चा होता मेरा अभी आज की डेट में और वो मुझे बोलता कि यार मुझे इंजीनियरिंग करनी है, और फिर मुझे वो 20 साल बाद बोल रहा है कि मुझे नहीं मुझे तो राइटिंग करनी है, तो मैं भी उसको बोलता कि भाई क्या मजा आके. But abhi main, even the kids around me, even if not my own kid, very differently. Ki yaar tumhe jo karna hai tum karo. It's very natural. Jis bachche ko tum room mein band karke rakhte ho, wo khidki se taap ke jayega hi friend se milne. To usko mat band karo room mein, matlab wo shayad tumhe batakar hi chale jaye.
Okay, I think I feel like this is cutting too close to the bone for me. Like this is becoming like super personal because that's like the whole story of my life with like me and being independent and all of that. So, when your parents say ki don't do something or you can't do this, like that is the first thing you want to go ahead and do. So, definitely. So, do you think like if that is true, ki when parents say don't do something, that's what you want to do. Do you think we can use this as springboard to go follow our passion? Because mostly parents say ki ye kya bakwaas hai, ye mat karo. And then everybody goes into this ki ab to karke dikhana hai, ab to main yahi karunga. And the sort of rebellion phase that you go through. So is that like a good or effective springboard to take the leap of faith?
Yeah, the best way to make your child not follow his or her passion is to tell them ki haan kar lo, try, matlab dekh lo.
then it's not as appealing.
Then maybe they're like, huh, is it even worth it? Mujhe kisko proof karna hai?
Oh.
If Mr. and Mrs. they are listening, aapki beti already bahut kuch experience kar chuki hogi life mein jo aapko lag raha nahi kiya, to you can leave her to herself and usko rehne do akele.
I think on the same lines, I think a couple of days back, I ended up telling my mom ki I was saying something and she just agreed with me, which is like very rare. And I was like, nahi, आप मेरे साथ अग्री नहीं कर सकते. इफ यू अग्री विद मी ऑन सम आइडिया, देन दैट आइडिया इज स्टूपिड, आई एम नॉट डूइंग दैट एनीमोर. सो शी वाज लाइक, अरे ये क्या बात हुई, लाइक फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम आई एम अग्रीइंग विद यू. आई एम लाइक, हां बट इट डजंट सिट वेल विद मी, जस्ट डिसएग्री विद मी. सो या, आई थिंक अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स इन लाइफ वर्क लाइक दैट, कांट रियली डू एनीथिंग अबाउट इट.
But I think that's just you, Niranjana. Maybe you enjoy toxic relationships.
Oh my god, did you just we will see about that, I guess. All right, so I guess throughout the course of this thing, we like went into several different directions. Now, if you were to look at your life and what you are doing right now at Filter Copy, do you think it's coming around to a circle, or do you think there is still like places to explore with this going after your passion thing that you have not done yet? Where are you right now?
Yeah, I think when I even recommend the title for this podcast, which is Unfollowing Your Passion, ek toh clickbaity toh hai thoda. But other than that, it's definitely just that when I'm in this job at Filter Copy,
I have kind of unfollowed my passion because I know ki ek job kitna mujhe writing wala passion pursue karne de sakti hai. So even if I'm in a company who wants to make business, so I would rather help that company get money into the system and not just be focused on yaar mujhe ye script likhni hai, isi style mein likhni hai, isko isi style mein edit karna, wo sab nahi matter karta hai. Especially when it's something like script writing, it's like tumhara bachcha nikal gaya tumhare system se. Once you've done the narration, uske baad se wo director ki script, editor ki script, actor ki hai. Those are the new writers of your script. So tum control nahi kar sakte wo part, unless you are the actor, director and the editor of that script, then you are like MSG.
Oh my god, and that's not a good thing to happen.
And that's not a good thing to mention on a podcast, but I don't think mujhe ghar se koi utha lega lockdown tak to, so I'm safe.
That's okay.
But other than that, matlab you have to trust the team when you're writing something, and also if you think your voice is getting lost in that process of collaborating with other artists, so tum fir kuch apna khud se karo jo tum karna chahte ho. Maybe write a book which is more personal, which is totally dependent on you. And I think this is also something that keeps me going when I go for an open mic. Wo mera hi joke hai jo main hi bol raha hu, तो इसलिए उसकी वॉइस वैसी है जैसे मैं चाहता हूँ. तो दिस इज व्हाट कीप्स मी गोइंग कि मैं जॉब में वो कर रहा हूँ जो मुझे चाहिए, चाहे मैंने अपने कुछ राइटिंग वाले परसूट्स विड्रॉ करे अपने जॉब से, एंड दैट ब्रिंग्स इन द अनफॉलोइंग योर पैशन वाला एंगल. बट देन माय जॉब हैज आल्सो हेल्प्ड मी अ लॉट टू फिगर आउट कि यार कैसे यू कैन रीच आउट टू द मासेस वाइल बीइंग ऑथेंटिक एंड ऑनेस्ट टू योर राइटिंग, व्हाटएवर जोक्स यू डूइंग और अदरवाइज. तो वैसा भी देयर आर बेनिफिट्स टू फॉलोइंग योर पैशन इन अ जॉब, बट इट शुड बी अ मीन्स गोल रादर देन एन एंड गोल. अल्टीमेटली तो फिर पैशन फॉलो करना should be your own end-to-end thing if it's a life goal you have. And it's not necessary to have following your passion as a life goal anyway, because thoda to hyped up hai hi, if we believe it or not. Matlab wo itna hunky-dory nahi hai. 3 years ka last scene is not your life when you follow your passion. The first scene. So waisa hi hai, matlab it, you can also live a very simple life, earn good money and have a good family and get through life without having touched upon your passion. Because पता है वो मुझे लगता है following your passion इतना trendy हो गया क्योंकि one day these script writers of Bollywood and Hollywood ran out of topics. कुछ career पे करते ना movie and then these movies started happening ये वाली. But I think वो trend तब से आ गया एकदम एकदम ये जमाने है दीवानी.
That's a very
It's a very meta take on.
It's a kind of a off take on how everybody sees passion right now, or how they perceive following your passion. Obviously, there's some truth to the idea that a lot of our lives are sort of driven by what we see on screen and what happens on screen and how we imbibe that. Because it's happening on screen, it's become like the thing to do, is also true in some parts.
Yeah, and thank God we're having more realistic movies nowadays. And big Bollywood actors going for these more purposeful movies.
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting thing to sort of think about at some point, because for some people, it might be the case that office jana and doing up an Excel sheet that is getting some work done or that's being productive is, maybe that is your passion. Maybe that is actually what you like doing, and that's all right. Your passion doesn't have to be going to the hills, doesn't have to be writing, doesn't have to be all these artsy stuff. Your passion can be doing the simple things and just like getting it done. So yeah, if I were to sort of like bring together everything that we ended up discussing here, yes, the first one would be that following your passion doesn't have to be one huge life-changing moment, and you can take your own decisions, take calculated risks and get your own path through to getting to your passion. And the other thing is that, like it happened to you, you don't always like find your passion and stick to it. There's like a lot of iterations, like even within that. And probably as it happened with you, there comes a time when you unfollow your passion and you branch out on your own. Following your passion becomes like an end-to-end personal thing without making it a whole job or making it a whole career out of it, if I might say that.
And you don't really have to be the Ranbir Kapoor of your life. अपनी सारी मूवीज ही पैशन फॉलोइंग पे कर रहे हो. ये सारी ये जवानी है दीवानी, तमाशा, रॉकेट सिंह, ऑल बेक अप सिड, सारी मूवीज, इट्स फर्स्ट 10 मूवीज वर द सेम आई थिंक, जस्ट विद डिफरेंट डायरेक्टर्स. मूवीज ये जवानी है दीवानी कोट करते रहो, बट फिर वो इट्स जस्ट एन आइडिया इन योर हेड कि भाई एक दिन मैं भी कुछ तोड़ू करूंगा. यू कैन जस्ट बी फाइन विद द आइडिया ऑफ फॉलोइंग योर पैशन फॉर एवर. यू कैन वॉच टेड टॉक्स फॉर एवर एंड रियली टेक अ चिल पिल अबाउट फॉलोइंग योर पैशन, क्योंकि सब लोगों की बस की नहीं होती ना यार निरंजना. You should be honest with people on this podcast. Yeah.
No, definitely. Sab log ke bas ki nahi hoti hai. And I think when you are
kidding,
saying...
I'm kidding. Sab ke bas ki hoti hai. Is this that wo thoda, matlab, isko hype up mat karo. Jitna seriously log hai, utna kam follow kar paoge.
Definitely. I think the thing that you said about you can sort of keep watching stuff about following your passion and then just take a chill pill about actually following your passion. I think that's something that going to resonate with a lot of people because we think ki hum book pad lenge, TED talk dekh lenge, motivate ho jayenge aur agle hafte se we will start following our passion. But yeah, that leap of faith has to happen in your own head. You have to keep your books aside, you have to keep all the videos and movies aside and actually sort of go out there and do something about it and consistently keep doing it if you are to, you know, get to a place where you're actually great at it or good at it. So, yeah. All right. So I think with that, we can bring the podcast to an end. And whoever you are, wherever you are, if you're listening to this, just remember that following your passion is great, but you also have to remember that following your passion requires you to actually go out there and follow your passion and not just listen and study and read up and imagine ki one day you will have one big moment where you will leave everything and start following your passion. So just be prepared for it. Be prepared for the opportunities that come your way and be prepared to sort of go out there and work for it, I would say. So Rajat, thank you for joining us. And it has been a blast talking to you after so long. And yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm awesome. Thanks.
Definitely. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you like the conversation, do share this episode with your friends and family. We at Nisve would love to hear from you guys. So if you have any suggestions, ideas about topics we can cover in the future, or simply want to get into a deep and meaningful conversation with us, reach out to us at podcast@nisve.com. You can also connect with us on any of our social media handles. It's Nisve on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Finally, make sure to follow Vitra on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast fix, to never miss an episode. Thank you.